That tragedy caused many people to think more about who makes their clothes and how they're made. Many people are pushing for what's called slow fashion. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, it's partly modeled after the slow food trend.
People into slow food often buy local. They want to know how the animals were raised and whether pesticides were used on crops. Slow fashion is similar, says Soraya Darabi, co-founder of Zadey, a new clothing line that's trying to practice sustainable manufacturing.
It's about understanding the process or the origins of how things are made, where our products come from, how they're constructed and by whom.
This idea of slow fashion has been around for a long time, but over the last 2 years, it has grown into a small but dedicated movement, partly in response to the Rana Plaza disaster in Bangladesh. Georgetown University professor Pietro Rivoli says tragedies like the one in Bangladesh are a result of fast fashion, consumers buying lots of cheap clothes that are made in countries where there's little or no oversight of things like fire safety and waste.
We talk about a race to the bottom in apparel production, with production chasing the lowest cost. I think the bottom right now is in Bangladesh.
Rivoli is the author of The Travels of a T-Shirt in the Global Economy. In the book, she traced the origins of a T-shirt from Walgreens that cost $5.99.
A lot of times there are demand surges from the West. You know, we need more of those pink T-shirts, you know, by next week. And these brands had never really thought about the fact that they might need to be monitoring for actual structural integrity of the buildings. That wasn't something that was really on their radar screen.
Supply chain integrity is important to the founders of Zadey. They've come out with a new T-shirt that's an example of slow fashion. It was made entirely in the U.S. by companies that co-founder Maxine Beda says aim to be labor and eco-friendly. The textile industry is one of the world's biggest polluters.
It's producing a product that's really tackling in one T-shirt all of the issues that the industry is facing.
The cotton for Zadey's T-shirt comes from an organic cooperative in Texas. The shirt was cut and sewn by a North Carolina company where the sewers own part of the company. And it was dyed by TS Designs, which says it uses the least environmentally damaging method of dyeing. The company also makes a T-shirt it calls Dirt to Shirt. Maxine Bedab says slow fashion does take a lot of time.
What we're doing is piecing together what is left of an industry that has totally been decimated.
Zadey's T-shirt is $36.
It is a little bit of an upfront investment, but it's also, we believe, the way of the future, to own fewer but better things.
Right now, we have enough merchandise to last till about 3, maybe 4 o'clock.
On a recent weekend, a huge line snaked around a Goodwill in Los Angeles for a massive vintage clothing sale. Jenny Ryu was there looking for clothes from the 1960s.
Because I love the mod style. I love crazy prints. So hopefully, who knows?
Ryu says for her, slow fashion is about recycling hats and dresses and purses that have some history.
It was owned by someone living somewhere at some point, and it already had a life. And I'm here able to give it maybe a second or third life. So that makes me feel something. And also you find more unique stuff.
Ryu says at the vintage sale, she bought a number of accessories from the 1950s, including pink cotton gloves and a wide-brim straw hat with flowers. She says it feels good to buy clothing that has lasted a long time without spending a fortune or leaving much of a footprint on the environment. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News on this Friday morning. Our theme music was written by BJ Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green.